This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. October is National Audiology and Hearing Protection Awareness Month, and a couple of special events coming up on the SIU campus hope to raise the awareness for students, faculty, staff, and community members. In studio to talk about that are Chandra Gillum and Athena Meadows. Chandra is a student at SIU, and Athena teaches audiology as a part of her job at CDS at SIU. Ladies, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
So, Audiology and Hearing Protection Awareness Month. It's some pretty big words, but it really means protect your hearing. Take care to know how loud things are and what might be damaging. Is that right?
Absolutely. So, with noise-induced hearing loss, the big thing to know is that it's completely preventable, and about 40 million U.S. adults ages 20 to 69 have noise-induced hearing loss. So when you put it into the perspective that it is completely preventable, we just want to raise this awareness that protecting your ears is really important. Hearing health, taking the time to do screenings and things like that to make sure that you're protecting yourself.
I'm going to date myself a little bit here when I say, you know, I remember my parents telling me when I would go to a concert, you should wear earplugs, you should put something in your ears because that's damaging. Now I'm telling my kids, get your earbuds out of your ears, or if they're in, we're going to turn the volume down. Are these some of the easy things you're talking about?
Yes, earbuds are, as you mentioned earlier, sometimes you can walk by a person and hear them. The good rule of thumb is that if you can hear them, they are too loud. And oftentimes, especially when we get into our teenage years and young adult years, they tend to be louder than they should be. So as a clinical audiologist before I came to SIU, I was seeing noise-induced hearing loss in teens and preteens. And most commonly that was due to the earbuds.
That's really young.
Very young, very young. And once that hearing is lost, this noise-induced damage is permanent. There is no getting it back.
So a couple of events that are coming up, October 18th and 19th on the SIU campus. The 18th at Morris Library, there will be screenings. You can also pick up some noise protection, some plugs for your ears. And then the 19th from 10 to 12 at the SIU Clinical Center, which is located in WAM, there are also hearing screenings there. A lot of people that are in college probably think, oh, I don't need a hearing screening. I don't need to know. I can hear just fine. What would your answer be to that, Chandra?
My response to that is that, you know, getting your hearing screened is so quick and easy. It'll take 5 to 10 minutes. And, you know, taking the time today for better communication tomorrow, it's worth the time. I'm sure that there are a lot of people who think, oh, I don't need it. I'm fine. But with this being so preventable, just taking the time to do this would be so amazing. And we just want to help out and advocate for people so that they can advocate for themselves. This is an event kind of hosted with through NISLA. It's the National Student Speech Language Hearing Association. And we're kind of a pre-professional program for both audiologists and speech language pathologists. So this is just kind of our first big advocacy event for the year, and October was a great time to do it.
Sure. Outside of the earbuds, what are some common places or activities that people get involved with that they need to be protecting their hearing, something that's outside of maybe an everyday activity?
So some, especially college-age students, some common activities would be concerts, even going to area clubs that would have live music. Young people tend to like their music loud, and it tends to be over a safe level. Studies have actually shown that wearing noise plugs during loud concerts in loud music areas actually makes for clearer hearing of the music. There's less distortion within your ear system because of it. So people are surprised, but those that have tried it out have been surprised.
Sure, I can hear a lot of people saying, well, if I put plugs in my ears, I won't be able to hear it.
Exactly. Sure. But the opposite is true.
So I know, too, that people are warned about, say, mowing the lawn or using a leaf blower this time of year, something like that. Those are dangerous as well?
Sure. Same things. Any of those loud engines, lawn mowing, leaf blowing. Even, I tell people, even vacuum cleaners, when they leave the store, when they leave production, they have to be within certain standards. But once they're in your home, they don't. So older vacuums can tend to be loud. Blenders, power tools that people will use at home. So all these things that, anything that can leave your ears kind of ringing afterwards, even after a short-term use, is at the very least temporarily wreaking havoc on your hearing system, and over time, permanent loss.
Good deal. Again, it's October 18th and 19th on the SIU campus. Ladies, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jennifer.